Tony Abbott has set the scene for a showdown over climate change when he meets US President Barack Obama later this week. The PM has been in Canada, where he and the Prime Minister there, Stephen Harper, have united to condemn carbon taxes and emission trading schemes. The Conservative leaders say the taxes are job-killing measures that would hurt their economies. Pakistan's largest airport has reopened after an attack by militants left 28 people dead. 10 heavily armed gunmen stormed the Jinnah International Airport in Karachi yesterday. Security forces took at least 6 hours to regain control. The Pakistan Taliban says the attack was in response to airstrikes by US drones last year that killed its leader. The political turmoil in Victoria is expected to come to a head today. The opposition will attempt to introduce a motion to expel controversial rogue MP Jeff Shaw. Mr Shaw, who holds the balance of power, was found to have misused his taxpayer-funded car and fuel card. Last week, he declared he'd support a no-confidence motion in the government, but it's still unclear whether the Napthine government will support the motion to expel Mr Shaw or simply try to have him suspended instead. The federal government is resisting calls to hold a royal commission into defence force abuse. Four Corners last night uncovered cases of sexual abuse where alleged perpetrators are still working for defence. Former senior legal officer with the Australian Defence Force, Ken Northwood, says a royal commission may be the only way to uncover the full extent of abuse, but Defence Minister David Johnston says most victims don't support that action.